The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. A journalist by the name of Hein warned in the 1830s what would happen in Germany if Christians did not stand strong in their walk and work of the gospel of Christ. He warned, quote, "Christianity, and that is Germany's greatest merit, has somewhat mitigated that brutal Germanic love of war. Should that subduing cross be shattered, the frenzied madness of the ancient warriors will once more burst into flame. This cross is fragile," he said, "and the day will come when it will collapse miserably." Remember, he's saying this 100 years before Hitler's rise to power. Then he goes on, "Then the ancient stony gods will rise and smash the cathedrals." Hein also warned, "Where they burn books, they will also burn people." We now see the burning of books in the academic realm as biblical ideas are more and more shut out of that realm. However, the socialists could not be making their massive advances toward dictatorial government and the removal of the gospel of Christ without the aid of a perverted court system. And while there are some notable exceptions, the majority of the national court system has judges which oppose God and His Word. And whether this is by deception or design, they are Satan's change agents to bring about an oppressive, dictatorial state whose purpose is to shut down the flow of the gospel to the next generation. Thomas Jefferson warned us that a renegade court system would be the easiest way to destroy America. He boldly stated, quote, "The germ of dissolution of our federal government is in the federal judiciary, an irresponsible body gaining a little today and a little tomorrow until all shall be usurped from the states." The socialists who want to make America a dictatorial state have been using the redefining of marriage as a hammer to break down our moral fiber in order to accomplish their goals. They know a republic will fall if its people lose their morality. Thus, they push immorality, especially homosexuality, on the next generation. So if the courts are pushing unbiblical ideas of marriage on our society, how do we fight it? Well, it's really quite simple, though it definitely will not be easy. Our state governors have to keep their oath of office and defend biblical marriage by telling their county clerks to not issue marriage licenses except to only a man and a woman. The courts have no army by which they can make the governors do their unconstitutional decisions. What will they do? If Mr. Obama tried to send troops to enforce it, he will have clearly overstepped his constitutional powers. And while he never minds doing that, he would then have a Congress opposed to him, as well as the state legislatures, not to mention the people themselves and their army of those states. That's a formidable force to deal with, and dictators have only one fear, a massive uprising of the common man against their policies. Any governor who has the courage to do this would be obeying the biblical command to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. They would also have the Declaration of Independence to cite as a basis for their actions. It stated about resistance to disordered government, quote, that whenever any government becomes destructive of these ends, that is, of protecting life, liberty, and property, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Will we the people insist our governors preserve marriage? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our pilgrim seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.